Next item on the agenda is enforcement action. Item 10, commission review of information indicating possible violation of Chapter 12. Mr. Bacon. Morning, Mr. Bacon.
Mr. Alvey is here with his representation.
We can be brief. We think we saw, we provided the president, council, do you have a comment?
I'd like to see it again.
Council says he'd like to see it again. Proceed.
Okay. This is an enforcement action commission review of information indicating possible violation of Chapter 12, Title 28-2 of the Code of Virginia, specifically unauthorized dredging undertaken by Mr. John Alvey at or near his property situated along the Neabsco Creek at 16127 Neabsco Road in Prince William County. Okay, let's go show you the general facility here. This is the Neabsco Creek right here. Here's the railroad bridge. And here's the facility right here. Here shows, this is Hampton Landing Marina right here. And this is Mr. Alvey's property right in here. Runs along this edge. This is a picture that were taken on August 15th and then the 21st as I go through this. This matter is continued from the September 23rd, 2008 commission meeting in order to allow Habitat Management and law enforcement to further verify the times and dates of photographs that were provided by the commission staff showing the dredging operation. Like I said, Mr. Alvey's property on the site of the alleged dredging violation is less than a half mile from the confluence in the Neabsco Creek and Potomac River. While the site is best described as being commercial industrial in nature, it lies just downriver several marinas and residential neighborhoods. The property is zoned B1, which is business and has been used as a marina in the past. This is not the first time Mr. Alvey and the commission has been involved in a dispute over unpermitted dredging activities. The last occurred over 3 years ago in the spring of 2005. Commission staff became aware of the ongoing activities at Mr. Alvey's property that appeared to involve dredging in conjunction with removal of derelict structures. In April of 2005, the commission sent Mr. Alvey a formal letter directing him to cease all further dredging activities at his property, whether intentional or incidental. At the time, the commission elected to withhold further enforcement action. We clearly and unambiguously warned Mr. Alvey that any further dredging in the absence of required permits would be a constitutive violation of Chapter 12, Title 12, 28.2 of the Codes of Virginia. Okay, in August of this year, staff received an email from DEQ showing pictures of Mr. Alvey dredging in the Neabsco Creek in front of his property. Okay, and then we did a little investigation, went up there with Marine Police, and we looked at their area, did a little bit of dredging, and found where areas were not consistent with the other areas. They were deeper than what the surrounding bottom was in that area. At the time, Mr. Alvey was not at the site of the investigation, and while we were on the site, we did notice wet dredge material on top of the barge and as well as on land. Okay, during the commission meeting in September 23, 2008, the commission council questioned the potential admissibility of the photos that have been provided by DEQ and forwarded to us, along with the others we obtained since that time. The data photographer could not be verified. In response to law enforcement, staff has been able to verify the pictures taken on August 15 and 21st of 2008. And I'll go through the pictures right now. Because this was taken on the 15th, showing approximately... Let me go up a page here. This was where most of the dredging occurred, according to the pictures, was in this area right in here, along what used to be a pier. And it goes like that. That's approximately the location of the dredging. And this is one of the pictures taken on August 15th. That shows Mr. Alvey and the barge in front of him. Same thing taken on the 15th. This shows Mr. Alvey in the vicinity. You can see where the old boat, where the old pier was, out there with them doing mechanical dredging. And this shows Mr. Alvey at work. These are all 15th. Okay, these were taken on the 21st. Again, you notice where the old pier was. And this also was the bars where we found the wet dredge material on top of. This is my summary and recommendation. Staff believes that the continued dredging operations that are occurring at Mr. Alvey's property are a clear violation of Chapter 12 of Title 28 of the Code of Virginia and necessitates marine resources enforcement action. The Commission has previously warned Mr. Alvey that future incidents would result in enforcement action. Accordingly, in light of the current information, staff has no resource but to recommend that the Commission find Mr. Alvey in violation of 28-2-1203 and 28-2-1212 of the Code of Virginia, refer to the Commonwealth's Attorney and Attorney General, respectively, for the appropriate enforcement action, including possible restoration and or civil penalties.
Questions of Mr. Bacon? I do have one. You said that as a result of your investigation, you're able to determine those pictures did in fact represent Mr. Alvey. Can you tell me how you were able to determine
that? Yes, sir.
That's on the record.
After the meeting, Officer Sims,
Marine Police officers
and I, we contacted the person that took the pictures.
Okay.
And he verified that he took the pictures on which day he took the pictures.
All right. Questions to mind? Thank you, Mr. Bacon. Is Mr. Alvey here represented?
Mr.
Alvey, care to be heard by the commission?
Is that the end of your witnesses?
End of my witnesses? It all depends as to what else comes before the commission. It may or may not be. I may call him back. I may ask other staff to testify.
My name is John Alvey.
Raise your right hand, please. Solemnly swear the testimony you're about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God.
I sure.
Thank you, sir.
We have a couple problems in the Absco Creek. This is a site of a permitted marina, and over the years we've been fighting an influx of silt that is just making the creek basically unusable for everyone. I didn't just go out and do this without checking with anyone. I've been in constant contact with the Corps of Engineers, and I have a letter for you from them. Basically, what I've been trying to do is remove the trash, debris, broken boats, tires, water heaters, and everything else. It comes down from the Dale City, my neighbor's upstream. The Corps' position is that I'm really not dredging. I'm trying to remove trash and debris. The second thing your photos show is that barge is not powered in its own. So in order to move it from one spot to another, I've been poling it. Now, I asked the young lady at the Corps of Engineers, I said, when I dip my dipper in, I want to move. I bring the dipper up. If it's got mud on it, you want me to put the mud on the barge, or do you want me to put the mud back in the creek? It's your option. She says, please don't put it back in the creek.
So, based on this specific picture,
if you back up a couple, you'll see this is over next to the barge that's being removed. It's been cut down.
All right.
It was 10 foot high. Previously, that barge and the crane was on the north end over at the end of the ramp.
Well, I guess the question I have, regardless of what the barge is or where it is, the debris that's on the barge now, including the telephone, or that looks like a salt-treated, probably 12-inch diameter pole,
It was floating. I picked it up, put it on the barge.
So all the debris that is there on this barge right now, is it your testimony that that's a result of your actual locomotion through the water, that every time you pulled it?
No.
Okay.
Two things.
Okay.
I've got quite a collection of debris.
Okay.
And I have, in after I get it ashore, I've been separating it. And if you dry the silt out, it's topsoil, right out of Dale City. But the I've got everything else you could maybe imagine in the way of everything from tires to boat steering wheels, transmissions, fuel tanks. And I've been dealing, I've had dumpsters come in. I fill the dumpster. It goes to the landfill.
I guess I've got two questions. Number one is that you on the excavator?
Yes.
Okay. The other question I've got is, during the course of your, what appears to be, as you describe it, a marine habitat cleanup, okay?
Yes, sir.
During the course of conducting this operation, did you increase the depth of the water course during the path of your cleanup area?
No.
Did not?
I mean, and again, this lady cautioned me. She said, don't do dredging. I said, okay, I understand that.
Okay.
Just offshore of where I am, there's a mooring hole, and Lake Services has their, they have like six or eight barges where they put the long stick excavator. Mine's a toy.
Mm-hmm.
But they've got the long one. I got two of them. And they do the dredging. They've done the dredging for the Corps of Engineers, which is just behind me. That area I can float through fine. Sort of. It's starting to fill in again. And that was dredged like 3 or 4 years ago.
But from the shoreline to the point you are now, how did you get there if it was all filled in, debris-oriented and everything?
We have to go. This is high tide, and you can tell more or less the tide because the what's left of that barge is about 3.5 foot.
Okay. Well, Dan, can we back it up and see the initial pictures he was asking about?
Stop at that one. There's where I'm just moving. See, I don't have a tugboat or motorized way of moving. This is when I'm in front of the old piers, just come around the corner. I'm in the channel. At that point, I'm actually in the channel that the Corps dug.
So how long was that? How long did the Corps dig at channel?
It's probably been 5 years now. But if you come in and do your survey, you're going to find different depths. I didn't do it. They hired Lake Services, got the contract, same contractors that keep their equipment in there.
Okay.
And they hired GDC, and they had 100 trucks running for a week.
Can we go through the slides one more time at this so I can look? Because I'd like to see every time that comes up, either a pole, water heater, or something other than subaqueous material coming out of the water. Like,
I don't know. That was when I had the original marina, I used the PVC pipes as a mooring for the floating piers.
Uh-huh.
And I've grabbed the top of that one and I'm pulling it out and putting it on the barge. Removing an unusable piling.
Uh-huh. Okay.
We got to have the magician again, huh?
Never. I'll train it. So might not be trained.
That's kind of sideways to me, but yeah, there you go. That's the kind of material, some of it I can identify because I live there. Steering wheel, spoke steering wheel from a boat, and the rest of it's all, I had a floating hot tub at one time, and the Prince William County came in and destroyed it and left all the junk on the bottom. So that's part of what I'm trying to clean up. It had 5 foot hoops around the hot tub,
mm-hmm.
and the boats keep getting hung up in those hoops. I don't know if I've gotten a lot of them out. I'm not sure I've got them all out.
Have you ever done any dredging, what you would say dredging in a specific area without a permit? Would you say then that the letter dated to you April 22nd, 2005 is inaccurate? It says that basically, based upon your comments you made to Mr. McGinnis during his site visit, we understand that you're currently in the process of removing sunken vessels and debris, which is what you state now,
yes,
from the bottom of the creek, and that you admitted to dredging in front of the bulkhead to provide adequate depths to bring your barge to the shoreline so that debris could be offloaded for the upland disposal.
Exactly.
Did you dredge then, or did you not dredge?
No, again, let me explain how that material...
My question, sir, is did you dredge? Is this an accurate representation of what you did in 2005, where it says that you did dredge at that point to enable the barge to go to and fro during the course of the marine cleanup?
Yes.
Okay.
But let me explain
But
how
since then, have you done any more dredging that would facilitate the movement of this barge? Because
no,
that's where the point of contention is.
I understand.
Okay, proceed.
So let me explain to you how that material got in front of my bulkhead.
Okay.
My neighbor was allowed to remove a ramp and build piers for travel lift.
Okay.
That ramp was the natural drainage for his acreage.
Mm-hmm.
When he did that, every rain we get forces all the runoff off his permitted improvement,
mm-hmm,
to come over on me, go across my lot, and with it take all the loose gravel and millings that he's placed on his property for his driveways. Comes right down to my bulkhead, dumps over my bulkhead into Neabsco Creek. So I basically have two complaints. One, that needs to be fixed. Two, someone needs to do something. I mean, the problems with the Chesapeake Bay start the Neabsco Creek, Dale City.
Right.
The silt comes right on down, past me, past the other marinas, out into the Potomac, and all the way down the Chesapeake Bay. Now, we've had dredging in the Neabsco Creek. Every marina in there has hired, other than me, has hired Lake Services, mostly, to do maintenance dredging around the docks and piers. The Corps has done one major dredging. I understand at some time they're due to come in and do another one. But if we can get those two problems under control, I'll sell the excavator and the barge. I have no need for it. I want to put this small marina back into operation. I want to clean the junk and debris. It's been at my cost. I've hired the roll-off, I don't know how many tons of junk. At one time, I was collecting tires like I should have been in the used tire business. And then getting rid of them got to be a serious problem. Mosquito control would come down and complain to me about all the tires. I said, come on, guys. I've never put a tire of my own in any creek. Just wouldn't do that.
Mm-hmm.
So this is why I needed to come down today and have a talk. And I brought my letter from the Corps. This lady understands exactly what I'm doing. She says I'm not dredging. I brought the clean your new clean marina manual. It encourages me, in fact, from this department, to clean up trash and debris. I'm only trying to do what's best for all of us.
Okay. During that same letter that you got in 2005, the final paragraph said, at this time, the Marine Resources Commission plans to withhold any enforcement actions related to unauthorized dredging in front of your bulkhead. They heard this same explanation, I would presume, in 2005 prior to me being on the commission, or someone heard it.
Not from me.
Okay. By receiving this letter, you have been given notice to cease all dredging activities, whether intentional or incidental, until you acquire all necessary permits from the VMRC and other agencies. Any further unauthorized dredging or construction will constitute a violation of Chapter 12, work performed without the required authorization, subject to civil penalties not to exceed $25,000 for each violation. I think what we've got here is a question of semantics and what is what. I think the average person realizes when you put an excavator overboard in the waters of the Commonwealth of Virginia, I don't know what you got from the Corps, but I know we have a joint permit application process that involves the Corps and the Marine Resources Commission.
That's correct.
Did you receive any permit or any authorization to operate that excavator in the waters of the Commonwealth prior to undertaking this?
Absolutely.
From the Marine Resources Commission?
No. But there's other. This is a joint application. I applied to my local office of the Corps of Engineers.
Have you seen this, Dan?
Yes, sir.
Take a look at it.
My next step puts me in direct another meeting with you guys with a permit application. When I get ready to do it, I did it 30 years ago.
Okay.
The only time I've been down here in front of this commission was back in the 70s. Before I came this time on Monday, I filed a Freedom of Information Act request.
Right, we've got that.
But you all can't come up with my original permit. And I also...
What's the date on that?
October 27, 2008.
Yesterday. I got that letter knowing I was coming here, but that letter talks about, for the last couple years, I've met with the Corps.
Can you do me a favor? Can you please read the letter to the record? I'd like to hear it.
Sure.
Yes, sir.
Put my glasses on.
Can we read it?
Would you read it?
Okay, this is from the Department of the Army to John Alvey, 161270 Apsco Road. Dear Mr. Alvey, this is in reference to your letter requesting a Department of the Army permit to remove debris from the Apsco Creek using a small excavator in Prince William County, Virginia. Your proposal has been reviewed. We have determined that no permit will be required from the Corps of Engineers as long as you avoid wetlands and debris is removed in a way as not to impact the Apsco Creek, such as dredging. And debris is to be placed in the uplands, and no material is to be returned to Neabsco Creek. If any debris or associated material is proposed, please be to be placed on the Neabsco Creek, a permit will be required for this activity. Any additional work associated with improving and or expanding your marina may require a permit from this office. Please note that you should obtain all required state and local authorizations before you proceed with your with the project. If you have any questions, please contact Ms. Crockett Augustine in North Virginia Field Office, Triangle Plaza.
You got that letter after you had undertaken some activities, didn't you?
No. In fact, I'll give you the letter that kicked off that letter. I'm not trying to hide anything from you guys. You want to?
No, I think the pictures speak for themselves.
Well, I'll tell you my little story about circumstantial evidence.
Mr. Commissioner.
Yes, sir. Mr. Schick. Questions from the commission. Mr. Schick.
The letter from the Army Corps of Engineers specifically says that you're supposed to get all local and state permits.
That's correct.
Now, it's my understanding that anytime anybody puts a piece of equipment in state waters and touches state bottom, they need to come to this office and get a permit or a letter of no permit necessary. Do you have that?
No, but again...
Told you that you need to come to state and local.
On the construction end of it.
No.
No, on
that,
it says...
That letter says...
No, it doesn't.
Mr. Alvey, let the commissioner finish his discussion.
That letter says that you have to, in association with your activity, that permit is giving you, has, on the bottom paragraph, says that you need to get all local and state
I understand.
Permits.
That's what you. That's if
right.
You read the letter yourself. I don't think you'll stick with that point. She actually was talking about two different things, and in my letter to her, I had actually spelled out two different scenarios. One is trying to get the trash and debris out. The second is putting the floating piers back in. I have no argument at all about getting the permit to do the upgrade and the improvements.
Mr. Alvey, just for reference and for the record, Section 28.2.1203 of the Code of Virginia states it shall be unlawful for any person to build, dump, trespass, or encroach upon or over or take or use any materials from the beds of the bays, ocean, river, streams, or creeks, which are the property of the Commonwealth, unless such act is performed pursuant to a permit issued by the Commission or is necessary for the following. That pretty much states you have to have a permit from the Commission.
It doesn't say anything about removing junk.
Take or use.
I'm not using anything that I'm removing.
It doesn't say it. It says take. Take and use are two separate.
No, it says take and use.
But, Counselor?
1203.
Take or use.
It says or.
It says take or use.
Or.
That's right. Not take and use. Take or use. Further questions, the members of the commission. Mr. Tankard.
I just want to make sure you did get this letter from the Marine Resources Commission on April 22nd, 2005.
I did, but it shows a attachment with the letter, and I did not get the attachment. I also next went to your website.
Personally served.
Personally served. Okay.
No, I don't believe that's correct.
Personally served May 16, 2005 by Perry Flinch and badge number 206, Marine Police Officer.
Okay.
It's right
I'm
there
not going to argue. I don't remember it. But I did not get the... I think your attachment was meant to be the joint application, and I did not get one.
What it was meant to be.
I next went to your website, and under the VMRC permit, it says the permitting process is designed to reduce the unnecessary filling of submerged land. So your stated purpose in issuing the permit is try to control people who are putting things into the river. Now, I don't know who's responsible at the Dale City Inn. Start with Prince William County and got a whole choice of people there. But my next door neighbor is allowing all kinds of water and silt to run across my property and go into the creek. These are people who are actually making the creek a depository of trash, junk, boats, etc. I'm only trying to clean it up and have already stated, as you can see in the previous letter that went to the Corps, I'm going to come in and get a permit. I want to see the status of my original permit. I filed a Freedom of Information Act requesting it from y'all. You can't find it. But I'm not down here to cause a war. I'm down here trying to...
We're not here to try to cause a war here. We're trying to make sure that citizens of the Commonwealth comply with the established laws as it relates to the disturbance of subaqueous beds of the Commonwealth of Virginia, and they don't call certain things different things to justify it. And I believe that's what's going on here today. The matter's before the commission. Mr. Tankard.
Well, it seems to me it couldn't be any more clear, although Mr. Alvey seems to have issues with regard to clarity. I think when we look at the letter of 2005, we have properly warned Mr. Alvey from dredging, and we've described what it is that he cannot do with regard to the law 28.2-1203. I think we've given plenty of warning, and I believe we should take staff's recommendation and recommend that the commission find Mr. Alvey in violation of 28.2-1203 and 28.2-1212 of the Code of Virginia and refer to the Commonwealth's attorney and attorney general for appropriate enforcement action, including possible restoration and or civil penalties.
Is there a second to the motion?
I'll second it. Yeah.
Second by Dr. McConaughey. Further discussion? All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. All opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Mr. Alvey, please do not undertake any further operations over or on the subaqueous bottom of the Commonwealth of Virginia until you have received the appropriate permit from the Marine Resources Commission. Thank you.
Understood.
Thank you very much.
Uh,
Bob Jensen. Item 11. We will break for lunch and reconvene about 12:45. Thank you very much.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Alden.
Oh, okay. Do them in blocks.